From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. Today's story is Drew Brees and the 5 P's. If you're over the age of 40, you may have heard the phrase the 5 P's at some point in your life. You may have heard this phrase on the job, in the military, in school, and perhaps from a coach. These 5 words are used to motivate people to focus intently on the job at hand. Prior preparation prevents poor performance. Now, in my case, I heard this unique reminder at age 20 from one of the best radio broadcasters I've ever worked with. It was a reminder to me and the other staff announcers that you should really think hard about what you want to say in advance of opening that microphone. Make your words brief but worthwhile to the listeners, and it was terrific advice. Now, this week, the expected retirement announcement from the New Orleans Saints legendary and Super Bowl winning quarterback Drew Brees finally arrived. The 42-year-old Brees had baffled some of the media types by not hanging up his cleats a few weeks earlier. Brees acknowledged that some recent football injuries, a severely injured thumb 2 years ago, and then some broken ribs this past season, and a desire to spend more quality time with his young family were the primary factors in leaving pro football after 20 seasons. Drew Brees will be joining the NBC Sports broadcast team this fall to become an analyst during the Notre Dame college football games and on the network's Sunday night NFL pregame show. He plans to prepare for his new job the same way he played football. Quote, "I still get to eat, breathe, and sleep football, just in a different way," said Brees. After 20 years on the field, Drew Brees has earned the right to retire while he's relatively healthy and will now wait for his phone to ring from the Hall of Fame in 5 years. He's going to earn that honor as well. To me, a more interesting part of this week's Drew Brees retirement announcement, though, was his admission to the press about his high level of preparation for each season, and more specifically, in every game he played. The 42-year-old Brees was a throwback quarterback who looked more like a quarterback from decades earlier. He's of average height, about 6 foot tall, and always looked lighter than his listed playing weight of 209 pounds. Though he is fairly quick of foot, Brees was able to survive his 20 years in the NFL by not trying to run for too many first downs unless it was the last available option. So how was Drew Brees able to survive and thrive in the NFL for the past 2 decades as one of the smallest quarterbacks in the NFL? He simply worked and prepared harder than most other players at his position. Drew Brees' determination, focus, and work habits helped him to become Mr. Consistency as a standout quarterback and team leader. Drew Brees wasn't just the first guy to practice and the last one to leave. He would spend endless hours with his coaches during film sessions evaluating his own in-game mistakes while looking for any weaknesses in the defense of the upcoming week's opponent. As a quarterback with limited physical size, Brees worked even harder to become the most accurate passer in the NFL. Mission accomplished. Drew Brees is ranked number 1, number 2, and number 3 in the NFL record books for the best completion percentage by a quarterback during a regular season. That's in the history of the NFL. He owns all 3 top records. His 74.4% completion percentage in 2018, it's just slightly ahead of his 74.3% rate in 2019 and his 72% rate in 2017. Another Brees record was throwing at least 1 touchdown pass in 45 consecutive games, and he did that twice over his lengthy NFL career. That's amazing. Incredibly, Drew Brees passed for over 4,000 yards in an NFL season, which is an average of 250 yards per game over a 16-game season, for 12 consecutive years. And yes, that's an NFL record too. Which brings us back to those 5 P's. Let's start with the first 2. Drew Brees epitomizes the phrase prior preparation. Here's what he had to say at his retirement press conference this week. Quote, "Ever since the 2017 season, I have truly approached each season like it could be my last, and I've approached the offseason that way, and approached each and every game during the season that way. There is no additional pressure with that because I really tried to play each game like it was the Super Bowl, like it was the most important game of the season. Drew Brees became the Saints' leader on the field by virtue of his meticulous work ethic in the offseason and then in preparation for every single game he played. Quoting Brees again, "So my preparation was always the same. It was always consistent. I always wanted to put my absolute best on the field every time out." The final three words of that phrase is prevents poor performance. Drew Brees' offensive records are one thing, but the Saints' retiring quarterback will be remembered most for being a consistent winner on the field. Prior to coming to the New Orleans Saints, this team was one of the worst in the NFL. After debuting in 1967, the Saints didn't even make it into the playoffs one time for their first 20 years in existence. Over the next 19 years from that first 1987 playoff game and until Drew Brees and coach Sean Payton arrived in 2006, the Saints finally did make the playoffs five times over that 19 years and won just one single playoff game in the year 2000 against the Rams. After Drew Brees signed with the Saints 15 years ago this past week, New Orleans made the playoffs in 9 of those seasons. 9 out of 15, including winning the NFC South in Brees' last 4 seasons with the Saints. Even in a few of the mediocre years, the New Orleans Saints won at least 7 games every year during the Drew Brees era in New Orleans. The first and only Super Bowl appearance by the Saints in 2009 resulted in a triumphant win for the team, the city of New Orleans, and the entire Gulf South region. Now, personally, I don't think the party in the French Quarter of New Orleans has ever stopped since that win. And yes, Drew Brees was the Super Bowl MVP in that season as well. Drew Brees' time in New Orleans will be forever etched into the hearts and souls of Houdat Nation. His years with the Saints were filled with great teams and very pleasant memories. From our tears of happiness in watching the Saints charge back onto the Superdome turf in September of 2006, 1 year after that disaster of Hurricane Katrina, to the team's improbable Super Bowl triumph in 2009, to the consistent year after year of playoff appearances for his final decade of football, Drew Brees has been the undisputed team leader for the New Orleans Saints and the football team's growing fan base around the country. We're all going to miss seeing number 9 trotting onto the field this year for the Saints. And if the Saints want to honor Drew Brees on the field this year's Saints players might want to practice those 5 P's that rhyme with Drew Brees. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.